Good morning. It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 31 degrees under fair skies. The day's Thursday, November 3rd, 2011. I'm Robert Woolsey with Raven News. The Sitka School District wants to better support activities at Sitka High School, and it plans to ask the public for advice. In a report to the school board Tuesday night, a committee drawn up to look at activities funding presented numbers. Three-quarters of the budget goes to travel. More than $200,000 was paid to Alaska Airlines in 2010. An additional $54,000 was spent on ferry travel. School board member Tim Fulton said the number jumped out at him.
One way or another, from renting cars to plane tickets to ferry tickets, you know, it's a huge amount. So there's not much we can do that with that. I mean, it really doesn't pay to live on an island and have these activities.
But Fulton said he also wants to take a look at the amount of money students must put forward to participate in a sport or activity. Player fees represent nearly a third of Sitka High School's activities budget, or about $124,000.
It's a big concern of mine because with those fees being that high, there's kids that aren't participating that might be benefiting from being in activities.
Like Fulton, Sitka High School Activities Director Mike Vieira is on the committee to study activities funding. Vieira put together the financial report presented to the school board, and he said the player fees also jumped out at him. He says in the last decade, the high school has added softball, baseball, and football, along with a partial soccer program. The goal, he says, is to give every kid an opportunity to be involved in an activity.
We do that because we see that it provides another connection to the school and keeps kids in school and graduates them and it keeps their grades up. We're a 3A school, and if you look at 3A schools across the state, I think we provide more opportunities for our kids than probably any other 3A school in the state.
The school district uses $169,000 of its own money for activities, and a quarter of the activities budget comes from fundraising. Vieira says he's thankful for support from Sitka's business community, too. With the numbers in hand, the next step will be to have a conversation with the public about how to proceed.
We'd like to be educated, you know, from the community of what they value and what we do. And, you know, we think obviously everything we do is a part of the whole education of the whole student. And that's why we do it at the schools. But there does come a point when the community probably is maxed out on what they can do to support us.
Fulton said the public conversation will most likely take the form of a work session with school board members. Shareholders for Southeast Regional Native Corporation can look forward to another dividend payment next month. SeaAlaska's Board of Directors has approved a dividend distribution of nearly $12 million to the corporation's more than 20,000 shareholders. It's the second payment this year and will mean $1.02 per share for village and descendant shareholders and twice that for elders. SeaAlaska Chief Investment Officer Anthony Malott says the dividend reflects losses from the economic downturn.
The operations distribution and the permanent fund distribution have been in kind of the just over a dollar range we have now for a couple of years, mainly affected by the fact that we average our distributions over a long time period, and we're still averaging the negative effects of 2008, where there were significant investment losses within our portfolio and there were some operational losses as well.
Urban and at-large shareholders also receive $6.12 per share under revenue sharing among Alaska's regional corporations, required by Section 7I of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. Additional payments are made to the various village corporations that can pass the money on to shareholders or use it for operations. Dividends are paid from revenue sharing, earnings from a corporation permanent fund, as well as earnings off investments in SeaAlaska's subsidiary companies. The corporation owns timber, construction, and environmental services businesses. It also has invested in plastics manufacturing and information technology. Malott hopes the dividend payment is meaningful and anticipates payments could increase as the economy improves.
You know, one of the long-term goals of SeaAlaska is to create, you know, and provide meaningful distributions to their shareholder base. And we continually strive for that. The amounts recently were probably under our goal if you don't count the 7i, but again, you know, we're working out of the Great Depression and Great Recession, and we'll continue to build those distributions to a point where, you know, both the winter and the spring distributions are meaningful to those shareholders that are in our villages and elsewhere.
Including last spring's payment, the corporation's total dividend this year will be nearly $24 million. Fall dividend payments will be made by direct deposit or by U.S. mail around December 8th. The U.S. Coast Guard plans to put up a totem pole in memory of three Sitka airmen who died in a 2010 helicopter crash. The pole will be carved from two red cedar trees harvested in Wrangell. The trees got a ride to Sitka aboard the Coast Guard cutter Maple recently. Charlotte Duran was there to see them off.
In memory of the men who died, the U.S. Coast Guard has recently commissioned master carver Wayne Price to carve a totem pole in their honor. On Friday, the Coast Guard cutter Maple stopped in Wrangell to meet with Price and pick up two red cedar trees hand-picked for the project.
It'll be 2 years in July, and Mr. Price is carving two totem poles to memorialize the shipmates we lost.
That's Commanding Officer Daniel Gray. Gray and the rest of the ship gathered to watch as Price sang two traditional Tlingit songs to acknowledge the journey of the cedar trees and ensure them a safe voyage to Sitka.
The songs that I sung, one was a mourning or a sad song, and the other one was a happy song, so that there's a balance. And the mourning song I sang to honor the fallen Coast Guards that this totem represents, that they want to be remembered. And also the happy song I sang was to acknowledge the logs going from Wrangell to Sitka, where they'll be taken to the totem park, and I'll be turning them into the totem pole.
That was a real treat to be able to listen to that. That's the real deal, and I think we're very lucky to see that, because to have such an intimate setting and be able to be a part of the journey, like he said, is just fantastic. It's nothing I've ever done before, so we really enjoyed it.
That's Executive Officer Colin Bronson. He says he considers this project to be a very special tribute to the fallen guardsmen and the community of Sitka. In mid-November, Price plans to head to Sitka to begin carving the totem pole. This will be Price's first totem pole created for the U.S. Coast Guard, and he says it will incorporate traditional Tlingit imagery blended with modern depictions of the Coast Guard to tell the story.
Very bottom figure is Raven. Raven's our creator, holds us up. It's the strongest and represents the raven half of eagles and ravens. And the next two figures up above that will be a male and female Coast Guards person, full uniform, back to back.
On the back side of the totem pole, Price will carve the helm of a Coast Guard ship, and above that a lighthouse, which he's designed to give off actual light. And under the lights, he plans to carve the three guardsmen, in honor of those who died in the crash.
They'll be standing guard under the light of the lighthouse, and on top of the lighthouse there's going to be an eagle. Eagle's going to be a lot more like the American eagle, standing proud, spread wings, and head turned sideways. And eagle represents the eagle half of eagle and raven. So we have an eagle, we have a raven, represents all the people that the Coast Guard protect.
Price says the Tlingits and the Coast Guard have had a long history on the waters together, and says he's happy to be the one telling this story through the totem pole.
That's how we keep track of all our stories. And this is a new story being written, and I want to write it on a totem pole to represent all Coast Guards all over the United States. So they're the oldest branch service in the United States, so I want to do them great honor with the project they've asked me to do.
The totem pole is scheduled to be complete by the spring of 2012, and at that time will be presented to the public at Totem Park in Sitka. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.
The U.S. Forest Service has a new district ranger in Petersburg. Jason Anderson, the district ranger in Thorn Bay, will leave that job in February for the district ranger's job in Petersburg. Forest Supervisor Forrest Cole says Anderson has worked in Thorn Bay for around 6 years.
Done a lot of work with the Prince Wales Advisory Group. He's done a lot of work with the RAC that's been formed on the island. As you might know, there are several tribal entities on the island. He's worked very closely with them as well.
The RAC, or Resource Advisory Committee, recommends federal funding for projects on and around national forest land, and there's a similar committee for Petersburg, Wrangell, and Cake. The district ranger oversees management of about 1.7 million acres of the Tongass National Forest around the communities of Petersburg, Kuprinoff, and Cake. Anderson replaces Chris Savage, who left Petersburg this fall to take a job with the agency in Washington, D.C. Anderson, age 38, grew up in California and has worked about 10 years with the Forest Service, with 10 years in the Army Corps of Engineers prior to that.
I've actually had an opportunity to visit Petersburg a number of times for work, and I was also up there this year for Little Norway's Festival, and really was just impressed with the community, just, you know, overall experience in town. It's a very nice, attractive community. I've talked with a lot of co-workers and friends and acquaintances from Petersburg who have never spoken anything but kind words and very highly of the school system, the quality of life, the people in town. You know, I figured if it was anything as good as Prince of Wales and the folks that have treated us here, given the little bit larger size and everything I've heard about the opportunities for families in town, it presented itself as a great opportunity.
The Forest Service, meanwhile, has begun recruiting for a new ranger for the Thorn Bay District. Zone weather forecast today for Sitka and PA calls for sunshine, highs around 39, north winds 10 to 20 miles per hour until late afternoon, then becoming light and variable. This is Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka.